day by me is stamps a grace of simcha. Friday, you know, today it's Chumashir. But someone asked me to make a pidna ben. There's an yeshiva, but not an Arbis Medrash. So normally, if someone asks me to make a pidna ben, it's in the cheshbon of Zdorim, I never say yes. Especially Meshuvah to the Parsha this week. But then the Maaseh first, perhaps a Shuvah to that family, and also our Parsha is the Parsha for pidna ben. So I said, to go to learn the pidna ben and to say no to pidna ben. So I said, okay, I'll do a pidna ben, but miyad after it, I have to leave the yeshiva. So I get to do a pidna ben. Finish to do the pidna ben. So the grandfather tells me that he's sitting here, a cousin of his, with his son, and they had two little white yarmulkes on their head. He told me 18 years ago this boy was born, modern American. And he, you know, they had a bris. And then I told my cousin to make a pidna ben. He told me, I don't believe in it so much. So what is the point? You give money, you get back. It's business. And it's not a serious act anyway. He will manage without it. So I said, so we'll do a pidna ben now. So, you know, if you go over to him, forget pidna ben, it'll be such a family fight here. You know, everyone will start to argue, fine, you know, the modern Americans, they know they're doing what they're doing. I said, listen, Pasha's pidna ben, I especially came today, I said, just go over to him, say that the Kohen told you that, you know, he wants to have more business. To ask if someone here maybe didn't have pidna ben, maybe if we could make more pidna bens. So he went over, because the father and the son came out. You know, they asked if it has to be in public or if we could do it only with three of us in a side room, and then the meal will belong to that, and Kilo is the same meal. So for sure it works out. The same building, I told him, it works out. We went to the side. And after that, it's interesting, as a big machlekes, I did really manage to check up. So here the son could make the pidna ben for himself. What bracha you make? Al pidna ben, al pidna b'choyr, machlekes, mechaber, ramo. You know, I didn't have time to be iron so much before they would change their mind. So I gave him the siddur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesader, he made the nusach of the Mechaber, al pidin apchor, nish al pidin aben. Kid, never know how to read even. But. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezakim, mitake, the man tisko, this is the tachlis, I mean, the parasha finishes, mach pidin aben, and you remember it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinchani b'derech ha'emes, to save a kid. To have the real pidna ben, so this parsha this week has a psaha. Chibur Yaseiro. Chibur Yaseiro. So it made it take me more time, it was two pidna bens. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe boy el paroi. Boy el paroi. So the Balaturim says, boy el paroi. Says that boy begimatria is three. Boy begimatria is three. Romas loy, that is going to be three more makas in this parsha. Ar bechoyshech and makas bechoyres. Then the pasuk says, Ken ichbati es liboy veslev avodom leman shisir yisasai ile bekir boy, uleman tesaper bozne bincho vebincho es asher yisalalti bemitzray, vesoyisasai asher samti bom. So the Medrash says it goes on Makas Arbe. And the Shaila is, what is the Pshat Leman Tesaper Boz Nebincho Ben Bincho Es Asher Yisalalti Ben Mitzrayim Ves Oysa Isai Asher Samti Bom goes on Makas Arbe. Makas Arbe Asher Yisalalti Ben Mitzrayim? No, Orov sounds to me much more Salalti Ben Mitzrayim. Tzfardea also was quite interesting, yeah? Arbe? Salalti be Mitzrayim. This is the market that the Saper be Osnecho be Bincho. So Mishaber Soloveitchik, Rebbe Soloveitchik, would say Alam Opshad lefi the Ramban. The Ramban in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Dalet brings down on the pasuk. Vayal Arbe al Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayonach bechol Gvul Mitzrayim, Koved Meod Lefonov Lo Yehoyu Ken Arbe Kamoyu, VeAchrov Lo Yieke. ואחוב לא יהיה כן. שרה שיעשה קשה ואויזו שבימי יויל שנאמר כמו יולניה מן האוילום למענו שיקובד משל מוישה. צריך רשי על ידי מינים ארבה. But he was from one mean. The Ramban brings down, וקוסם רבינו חנן בפירוש התירו. מאיס התורס מוישה רבינו ועד עכשיו, אין ארבה מפסיד בכל מצרים. אין ארץ ישראל הוא זמק בזמן יויר. אבל מזמן מוישה רבינו, ארבה דוזן קומת מצרים. ואם איפול בארץ ישראל ויובוי ואיקונס בגבול מצרים, אין איכל מכל יבול האורץ כלום עד עכשיו. ואומרים זה כבר ידוע הוא לכל. בואי וראה. ועל זה נאמר זוג רבינו חננל, שיחו בכל נפלא איסו. I remember that it was a ארבע. And mama, she came to Gvul Mitzrayim and went back to the ocean years ago. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that Rabbi Chananel says that till today we see it. So the man to Saper Beosnichol ben Bebichas Asher Salaltim in Mitzrayim is a raya and Makas Arbe. From our days, you see the raya and Makas Arbe. We see the raya. Chaim Kanievsky says Andozach. He says that when you see an arbe today in the window, you say, you see, this arbe like was in Mitzrayim. I remember when I was a kid and the arbe came, nice in the end it didn't come into Eretz Yisrael, all the newspapers were full that arbe is coming like was in Mitzrayim. So Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Al HaTorah says, when frogs come, people don't say, oh, it was frogs like Mitzrayim. Choshech Sabi Shashayim, the verse says, Choshech Mitzrayim, Veisach Nish. It's a crash of Chaim Kanievsky. He says that the Maise, the Metzius is that the Arbe, people call it the whole time for Sigiven in Mitzrayim. So maybe it's called Sichu B'chol Nifla Yisro. The comment in the Pesach is Mamshich. V'yemer Hashem el Moishe, Pesach Yudbeiz, Neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo Arbe, V'yal al Eretz Mitzrayim. Neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. It's a word here that doesn't make sense. What is Neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe? So Rashi says bo arbe bishvil ha arbe. Bishvil. Bishvil makas ha arbe. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh brings down, and as they state in Ebn Ezra b'shem Rav Moshe HaDarshan, that he tied the arbe to the stick. And he gave a marker. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu took the matter, he tied the arbe and the edge, and like this he gave the marker. This is the Ebn Ezra b'shem Rabbeinu Moshe HaDarshan. I'll read the Losh Rabbeinu Or HaChaim. Ulei sheyikshir arbe echo b'mateyu. By efshar sheyaskir shem ha'arbe b'ntois esiyodi l'simon, k'neti asayad b'shvil ha'arbe. And then the pasuk says, "Vayemayr paru liku leMoishe ulaAhron vayemer chotosi laHashem elokeichem velochem." Vayatos sono chotosi achapam vayatiru laHashem viyosar mole rakis amoves hazeh. Vayeitze miimparoi vayofar Hashem ruach yom chozak meoid vayisrael saarbe lenishar arbe echo bechol gvul mitzray. So it's two interesting things there in this makas arbe. First. Maybe a pshetl says, "Vayat Moshe Yodoi, v'Hashem niyag ruach kadim ba'oretz kol ha'yom ahu v'chol ha'laylo, ha'boker royo v'ruach ha'kodim noso es ha'arbe." Was blowing the whole night and the arbe came. Ruach kadim, kol ha'yom v'chol ha'laylo. Then when the makkah finishes, v'yafir Hashem ruach yom chozok me'oid. So before she asked, why when the arbe came was enough ruach kadim? And when the arbe left, he had to have ruach chozok meoid. So one pshat they say that when they came, they were alive, they were living. Then Rashi brings down that the goyim, the mitzrim, you know, they salted them, they made piles. But when Hashem took away the makkah, the wind took even the dead. That nothing lenishar ad echod. So Rashi lenishar arbe echod af ameluchim shemolchu mehem. Even one that is salted already, they organized to eat them. So maybe to take the dead, you have to have a very strong wound. The life one is a chay noise as atzmai. So ruach kadim, with the wind they came. But to schlep away the dead one, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that they ate so much, they were very heavy, so you had to have Ruach Chazak. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down. But I want to give him some advice. Briskerov and this chelik of the parsha would give a lot of musar. I would say like this. Paro calls Moshe and he says, Chotosi la'Hashem Elokeichem velochem. Ha'atiru alai. And all the makas, Paro says, you know what? You could leave. Then they go out, he says, don't leave. Here he Bichlal didn't say you could leave. Look in Pasuk Tezayin, Yud Tezayin. Vayimar Paroi, liko lemoyshe velaharoi, vayimar chotosi la'Hashem elokeichem velochem. Suno chotosi ha'chapam, atiru la'Hashem. Why it doesn't say that Moshe, Paro is saying, shalach esom, like he's saying the whole time, that you can mishalach esom. So Miskirov said, Pshat al pi de Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tainis that it's one punishment when a person does something bad. But after he does something bad, and he gets a punishment, and he's not basing lev, and he's not choizor b'tshuve, he gets another punishment for not be choizor b'tshuve. Ve'alachta mi mekeri. Before Makas Arbe, look what Moshe Rabbeinu tells. Pasuk Zayin. For that. Pasuk Gimel. Vayover Moshe, Vayo Aaron el Paroi, Ko'omar Hashem Elokai, Ad Mosai Me'anto Le'ona Yismi Polai, Shalach Ami Ve'yavduni. Was a Tvi and Paroi, not only why he's not Meshaleach Klal Yisrael, Ad Mosai Me'anto Le'ona Yismi Polai. You're getting a punishment and you're not Mesim and Lev. So when Moshe Paroi also knew that, so this is what Paroi answered. Chotosi la'Hashem elokeichem velochem. Avadi will be also meshaleach. But he said, I'm doing tshuva not only on what I was not meshaleach klal Yisrael. Chotosi la'Hashem, that when I got a punishment, things are not going alive. Do tshuva. Things are not working out. Do tshuva. Mefashmish b'ma'asecho. This is something that's alive, things are not working out. Do tshuva, fix yourself. He says it's more from that, it's mucha chazay. Rashi says in the end of last parsha, ve'achito ve'akusem esafeilu seino, plois nasu lahem. They really had to be broken down in the bowl. Hashem made a nest that they would be left over, that the arbe could eat them. So Paroi didn't get a clap in Makas Arbe be'etzem. Because be'etzem he had to lose it in bowl. Hashem left it to show Paroi, I'm punishing you. So this punishment was really a punishment for Paroi. To show Paroi the Yad Hashem. That's the end of the time. So Melim Paroi calls Klalis, Moshe Rabbeinu Aroi, and he says, Va'ato sonu chatosi achapam, ve'atiru la'Hashem Elokeichem. Ve'atiru la'Hashem Elokeichem. So I hear Givaldi Kezach, they say over that Rav Avrom Yafin, Eilu from the Altam in the Vardok, he met once the Satmar Rebbe, and he told him, I want to tell you the godless of Bali Musa. The godless of Bali Musa said that once Rav Zudel Misalant, someone asked him, send him a letter if he could daven for his wife. Someone's wife was very sick, and he sent a letter to Reb Zunda Misalan. So Reb Zunda told the Gabe, write him a letter that I will daven. I got the letter and I'm davening. So the Shamash written down a short letter, and he gave it to Reb Zunda to sign. So Reb Zunda yelled, I don't sign on shekel. Tell him, Rebbe, you told me to write down that you're davening for his wife. It's only one line here. Where is the shekel? He said, I can't sign on a shekel. So the Gabbai reads the letter, it says, Hineni lo idea that I accept your letter. Ve'onu mispalelim al shleim ishtecho. Where is the shekel? We got the letter, we're davening on your wife. We? Who is we? I. I'm a we. I'm not a we. We are davening? It's a shekel. So Avon told him, you see the Bali Musa, how they were makbid and midas ha'emes? Even that they wanted anove, and anove is a very important zach, it's very choshev to be anove, Abba Sheker? Bali Musa was so careful. Even if it looks like Gaive, they will never do Sheker. So the Satma Rebbe told him, Nu Shin Ramban, Nu Shin Ramban. Before Yafet said all of his life, he was wondering, where's the Ramban that the Satma Rebbe said, Nu Shin Ramban? Till he got to our Parsha, Posuk Chof, Posuk Yudzayin. Pali says, Vato Sono Chatosi Achapam, Vehaatiru Lashem Elokeichem. Tells Moshe Ba'aron, Daven to Hashem Elokeichem. Zog the Ramban, Vehaatiru Lashem Elokeichem. לשניהם, כי כן יאמר פארי בכל פעם דרך מוסו, כי יודע פארי כי מוישה אמרתיר. פארי knows only מוישה דאבן, so Aaron is not the one to דאבן. אבל עם מוסו, you say, העתירו. כי כן אמר לו, למוסה יעתיר לך, והתרתי אל השם, איפה הסקפה אל השם? כי לא ידבר בזה מוישה בלושן רבים, שלא יוציא שקר מפיו. מוישה didn't say we will דאבן, because מוישה is not a liar. So Moshe told Paroi, Ubetseisi, Efroiskapai, Vehetarti. Paroi is not nice to say that Moshe is the one that is davening. So he says, Atiru. Lashon Rabbi. The Cheretz. Moshe, Aaron, Atiru. But he knew the truth because Moshe never said, Beloshon, we will daven for you when we go out. Because he was the only one. Lo yoitzi Moshe Sheker Mipiv. That we. Moshe will say, Heetarti. This is what the Sadma Rebbe told him. Shina Ramban, Hamzub Nisalam. Ramban really brings down that you say Beloshin Yochid, and you don't say we are davening for you. No, it's a polite kado. Yeah? Well, Ramban says that's a sheker. That's a sheker. Then it says in the posuk that was given makas choishech. Given makas choishech. So Avad is a machlekes. What happened in Makas Choshech? The Achronim have a Machlekes, if Choshech, if night, it's only no light. Choshech is a Bria from Choshech. The Goyen and Kol Eliyahu learns that Choshech was a Bria of Choshech. This is clear that in Mitzrayim, the Choshech was a real Choshech, Vayimesh Choshech, that you could have felt the Choshech. So some say, every night is Poshet no sun, punk. And Makas Choshech was taking real black. Real pieces of choshech came, but it's not the normal makas choshech. It's not the normal night. The Goyen learns that it's the normal night. Every night is not only that it's no light, it's dark. And Hashem makes that the light takes away the black. And in the night of Mitzrayim, a lot of it came. Came so much night, till you could have felt it in the hand. He learns pshat, Yoitzer oir uboire choshech. So Reb Chaim would say alamol, what we say in the Agode, Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim, lo yoim velo ilaylo, rom hoida ki lecho yoim, af lecho laylo, right? Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim velo ilaylo, rom hoida ki lecho yoim, af lecho laylo. So Reb Chaim says like this, Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim, lo yoim velo ilaylo. So what it would be? Orange, Pesach Mishti, yeah? Not day and not night. We know light, but we know choshech. Rom hoida. Then we will know. Ki lecho yoim af lecho laylo. Now we think that laylo is poshut, there's no light, but there's no two brias. But if a korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim velo laylo, so then we will know that there's a bria of yoim and there's a bria of laylo. And there's a third night. What will come? Something else. But now when there's no light, but mele it's night. So this is what Chaim said. Korev yoim, asher hu lo yoim velo laylo. B'meile then, Rom Hoida, Duch Dem will be a Masev, Ki Lecho Yoim, Af Lecho Laylo. Then you will know, Taki, that it's two Brias exist. Asher Hu Lo Yoim Velo Laylo. Then the pasuk is Mamshich Vayomer Moshe Koyomer Hashem Kechatzois Alaylo Ani Yoitze Betoich Mitzrayim Kechatzois Alaylo. Rashi says Keicholek Alaylo. ורבי סיינו דורשו כמו כחצויס בחצי הלילה, ואומרו שמוישה אומר כחצויס למשמע סומוך לוי אוי לפונוב או לאחו ולא אומר בחצויס שמו ייתו הצטגנים איפרוי ויאמרו מוישה בד היו, אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא יודע איסויסו ורגויסוב אומר בחצויס. אז זה זוג נגמר. So first, the famous Reb Chaim, everyone knows how everyone dies by Chatzos. So Reb Chaim says that they will live till Chatzos, and they will die from Chatzos. Chatzos is exactly a time, so how you die in Chatzos, it's exactly in the middle. So Reb Chaim says also dying is not a Metzius. You could live till then, and dead from then. So they will die by Chatzos. Now, till Chatzos they'll be alive, and from Chatzos they'll be dead. So it's not a kasha how you die in Chatzos. This is what Reb Chaim said. How could it happen by Chatzos? You're alive or you're dead. This was Reb Chaim's gasha. If the Gemara says that Hashem said it will happen exactly b'chatzos, so what will happen? Alive or dead? But we spoke a part of it. I want maybe to remind me the dvorim. It's a chakira to learn what is the pshat when Moshe Rabbeinu said k'chatzos and not b'chatzos. Shemo yitu atztagnin eparei v'yemru Moshe badayu. If you will say b'chatzos, maybe they will have a mistake. What will be the mistake? There's two ways to understand. We'll start with the first mahalach. They will think Lamazogin, Chatzos Lamazogin is 12:00. If Moshe will say Bechatzos, Lamazogin, when the Makkah will happen, we'll say the Makkah will happen 12:02. Or maybe it will happen 11:58. So what is the pshat? What is the chshash? So there's two ways to understand. One way to understand without Rashi by us, maybe they will think that Chatzos is 11:58. So 11:58 will come and nothing happened. They say, Moshe, you're a shakrim. Moshe, you're a shakrim. Nothing happens, 11:58. You're right, in 2 minutes after it, all of the Bchayim will die. So in 2 minutes they will see that Moshe is true. What is such a problem that they will think that Chatzos is 11:58 and Chatzos will happen in 11 and Chatzos is 12? So what will happen? 11:58, nothing will happen. They'll say, hey, Moshe, do we stop badai? And 2 minutes later, everyone will die and they'll see Moshe said the truth. Moshe said the truth. So we could be masbir with a Yosef and Reboch Ber. I'll be a Chilul Hashem for 2 minutes. You're right, in 2 minutes later, we will see Taka that everyone died. But what will happen with these 2 minutes of Chilul Hashem? They will think that Chatzos is 11:58 and nothing will happen till 12. 2 minutes of Chilul Hashem? Asking, what is 2 minutes of Chilul Hashem? So Maaser Baruch Bel was sitting in a shir. A young rabbi was giving a shir. Baruch Bel was sitting there. And he started to be itchy, moving from side to side. Everyone was looking. Peter Baruch Bel takes off his hat and puts it on the chair and goes out for 2 minutes. After 5 minutes he comes back. After the shir, they asked the Baruch Ber what happened. Baruch Ber said, I need an Asher Yotzah. I didn't know what to do. If I will leave, you know how the young rabbi will feel that the Baruch Ber left in the middle of his drasha? Be very embarrassed. You're right, I'll come back after 5 minutes, you will chap that I just went to the bathroom. Oh, but 5 minutes of the rav's covered? So I decided, I was moving side to side, said I'll take off my hat. Everyone knows Baruch Ber is a yid. Yeah, he doesn't go on the street without a hat. Yeah, he's a bentayr, yeah? He's not a modern guy, no shachas to yeshiva that walks in the street without a hat, yeah? He's a bentayr, doesn't go. Baruch Ber was poshut, yeah? There's no tzad that someone will have a tzad that Baruch Ber will walk in the street without a hat, yeah? No tzad. So, b'meile, everyone will know that Baruch Ber is only going to the bathroom. So, b'meile, the rav will not be insulted. This was his etzer. But we see from Baruch Ber that to insult a rav, even for 5 minutes, is another ma'aseh for a Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber would give smicha. You know, people would come to comedies, smicha. But he had a minhag, when he finished the faher, he would tell the guy, like, now stay here for a month, and I want to see how you behave for a month. Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. Then he gives a smicha. Rav is not enough to know. Benonim L'chaveroi, Benonim L'mokoi, Kids was in Gemara that came to take a faher. His name was Reb Chaim Pichel Scheinberg. Years later, he became Moshiv in Teroil. He came to take a faher in Yeraday. He knew his stuff very well. So he asked for a smicha. Baruch Ber told him, can I stay for a month? So listen, I didn't tell my wife that I'm going for a month. So just let me, I'll go back home, I'll tell her that I'm staying, and I'll come back for a month. Baruch Bel told him, no, wait, wait. He sent his son, they found out information, and he found out he's a Choshev Yid. I think they'll attack you right. Yeah. And he gave him a smicha. So his son asked him, I don't understand. You never give a smicha without checking Shechanoch HaChamishi. What happened now? So listen, such a Choshev Tamid Chochem. He will come home, his wife will say, no, you got the smicha? He will say, no. No, 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 I'm getting it soon, just... For the 2 minutes that she will not machshiv him, I'll be zayin for Tamid Chochem for 2 minutes. Mekenish. Shelo yoyim wa hatzlagdinei paroi. My younger brother told me, it's a gemore. And the Dorim. Moro says, the prison says, Dovo zeosur al kulchem chutz me'abo. So the fit for Yisloh Shem Rishon, he asked also the father. Chutz me'abo, he didn't ask it. Frank Duran, ma pitom? He meant, kulchem chutz me'abo. He meant, everyone. Why did he say, when he said kulchem, he meant also the father, and then he meant to take out the father? Zog Duran, because if we said kulchem, he would not mean the father, he would say chutz me'abo kulchem. Why? Because ain odom roitze sheizbaza oviv lerega. So when he said kulchem, it sounds even the father, right? Then he says chutz me'abo. If in the kulchem he didn't want it to sound that his father is also included, he will say chutz me'abo kulchem. Because for that second when he says kulchem, he wants that little tease that his father will think that he's inside the parsha also. Because if not, he will say chutz me'abo kulchem. Because ain odom roitze sheizbaza oviv lerega. So this is one mahalach pshat. Aber in Rashi in our parsha is mashma nishtas. Shemo yitztu akdadin e paroi v'yoyim ruchatzois koidem oy achar kach. He was nervous, maybe as takdin e paroi will think that chatzois is 12:02 and everyone will die already 12. So our pshat is a very nice pshat. Aber legabi the Rashi in our parsha, that Rashi learns that the mistake of takdin e paroi will be that they will think that chatzois is 12:02. L'chur avdem ovish kem pshat noch. No, I have a mistake, they will think chatzois is 12:02. So what's the sign? What is the problem? The Otikha says it's 12:02. But Evan already is dead in 12. So what's the meaning? What bothers us that a stagnant power thing that Chatzai says 12:02? So here we have to say Andre Hezba. So we'll have a Malka a little bit. And you say that Vorim is, and this bets him that one in all of the parshas that we're going to learn now, and we're learning, that Be'emes, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing Moifsi. Was doing what Paroi and his people taught. Remember, we saw at the beginning of the parsha this week. They told him, "Aterem teda ki ovda Mitzrayim." Everyone knows that when Moshe says it happened, this was not an argument. They told Paroi, "Aterem teda ki ovda Mitzrayim." So he says, "Mi v'mi ha'olchim benereinu v'skeneinu." So don't go. He says, he brings down the gematria, only Yeshua and Kolev, I know everyone else is going to die. I know you want to leave, no one to get into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe told him, and film Samach, they were not in the Gzeira, and Dera Midbar. So don't worry, Nareinu Skeneinu will go into Eretz Yisrael. But we call him going power. Aterem teina ki ovda Mitzrayim. But the answer is like this: Moshe Rabbeinu came, he threw the stick down, made a snake. And all the kids threw the sticks, also became snakes. Chazal say, "Amul ekshavim ato banachnis leMitzrayim." It's a country full with chartumim. Everyone was witches there, one after the other. They made dam. Vayasu chartumim genosu. They also bought dam. The same quality. Yeah, doesn't say so less quality. Tzvardayim, they also made the frogs. Kidding, they said they didn't manage, they were too small. They managed. So what was the whole argument? Moshe was doing, they were fighting back. Moshe was winning. Yeah, his stick ate their sticks. So Moshe was a super magic man. Yeah, he was stronger from them. They strong, he's bigger. So what they believed in? He's bigger here, we will win him in the next round. He's managing here. We're managing here. Listen, Vohraya, they had a proof. Moshe's not getting up and leaving. It was hard to go out of Mitzrayim. Chazal say that it was kishuf that you couldn't leave Mitzrayim. And vice versa, Moshe, that can break, yeah? Vohraya, he didn't kill Paroi. He didn't kill the Chartumim. He's not managing exactly. This was the fight. What is the difference if something comes from a kishuf, or something comes from Yodea Asidois, or someone comes from Hashem? When someone does something from a kishuf, it could work, but it's allowed to work almost also. How much the magic work? The recipe was not exactly, it almost happens. When Hashem says, it does, it's done exactly. Lepochus v'leyoysa, there's no shinuim. And this is what Moshe was saying the whole time, I'm a shliach of Hashem. If the Makas Pchoiris, Moshe would say Chatzois, and everyone would die, Chatzois O2, Dahainu, Lishitosom, Chatzois is 12:02. Lishitosom, Chatzois is 12:02. And everyone will die 12, by them it's 2 minutes before Chatzois. Moshe is amazing. He managed to kill Pchoira Shivio, Pchoira. Everything he managed to get all over. Havada. Oh, but it's not Yad Hashem. Yad Hashem, Moshe bad are you. You're a shaker, I'm a shaker. Ah, I killed you a day later, wasn't that a minute? No. But it's not Yad Hashem. May the ganze emune, we don't have to listen to Moshe. He's only a strong guy. It's dangerous to start up with him. But it's not Be'etzem. It's not Be'etzem Yad Hashem. B'meile, does he give in the Nikuda that Moshe said Kachatzoy? So now, the raya will not be from the timing. The raya will be from the etzem amake. It will be a less raya. So Moshe doesn't have to dafka bring proofs, but he can't bring questions. He can't bring a question. This is said, I say, Alamol, and the next parasha also. We know Shabbos Shira, we leave bread for the birds. Thank you to the birds, you know, Dosan Vaviram, they left over some. Moshe said, will not be man in Shabbos. Dosan Vaviram left man. The birds came and ate it. Thanks to the birds, because if not, we'll be in big trouble. They'll wake up in the morning, they will see man. Mamash HaKoros HaTev to the birds. Be kind, we give them bread. Only start to think what was happening there. Every morning, when they woke up, was Sholish Parsois, Sholish Parsois around the Machne, man, 2 feet, covered with tal. Shabbos Moshe says, we're not snow man. It's not going to snow down man. Say that. Dothan Vaviro decide to make letzonis. They take bags of man, and they, in the morning, by night, they go, they start to spread it around. How much man you think they managed to collect? The biggest warehouse. And if you think they really had a pile, say, everyone saw the pile somewhere, yeah? What do you think? They had a huge pile? Kids, everyone saw this. It's not shaykh. So what? So they dribble a couple pieces around. No. So Lama Zog, the birds will not come. We'll get up in the morning, we'll see a little pieces. No. Moshe, you see it, man? The answer is, you're right. But Moshe said it would not snow, man, today. Something came in, said, it means it's not from Hashem. Moshe closed the door. Moshe is pretending that he's the shlech of Hashem. He has the ways to pull the strings there that today it will not snow. Yeah, he knows the weather. It's Saturday. Ah, a mess here, a mess there. But it's okay. That's an issue of Yad Hashem. It will not man. The man bechefza will not be a man. The man bechefza will not be a man. But that's the makim will say. The felt in the ganze hekya. That's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is Shema Yidu at Stagnine Paroi. V'yoyimru Moshe Badayu. And I wanted to say a pshat. Now maybe it's a pshatl, but I think it's a Rashi. I think it's kedai to know it. You know, there's a niggun they sing in power, by the Agoda Shel Pesach by all the kids. They sing a song, the power had pajamas in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's a million klali song. In all the languages they sing that song. So it's two shots. First, how we know Taka the power was going around with pajamas in the middle of the night? Man, if you sing it to Lila Seidam, it's Tom Metzem, it's power pajamas in the middle of the night, yeah? The second design of Klai Yisrael singing if it didn't happen. I was Mechulach. Second of all, what does the guy say that the power had pajamas? No. Everyone wears pajamas, you know what? It's Kindalach, he has pajamas. But the emesis, it's a Rashi in our parasha that power was going with pajamas. Rashi in Pasuk Perek Yud Beis. Posuk Lamed. Vayokom paroi lailo hu v'chol avodov. Zogt Rashi, vayokom paroi mimitosoi. It's an extra word. Vayokom paroi laila, zogt Rashi mimitosoi. Dahainu, mumehu baby from the chair. The pasuk is coming to say vayokom, he came out from his bed. So everyone saw that he came out of his bed. If it was pajamas or looked on his face, it's not going to have kiminayista. But as a mefurshe agdor in the pasuk, that paroi came out to chase klal Yisrael mimitosoi. As it's stated in Rashi. What's stated in Rashi? So I think two pshotim, al derech hapshat. One pshat, Chazal said that Paroi said that he's a getchke. So he said, I'm Lior Vani Asisi, if he doesn't go out to the bathroom, garnish. And Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu every time to the Yor Dalton to meet Paroi. There's a Meshun de Kazakh, you know. The guy is the king of Mitzrayim, but he has a Meshugas. There was no bathrooms in the house. But the whole day he didn't go to the bathroom as people were calling that he's a getchke. Yeah? He didn't enjoy his life, bad. So yeah, Meshugana. Sure, the Gantz 11 didn't go to the bathroom. People will think that he's a Geshke. He knew he's not a Geshke. He knew he's going out to the bathroom, yeah? So it's a Gomish. So he suffered all of his life till he dies. And he knows he will die also in the end. No, no, he didn't have a no from his life. Ever. If he's a Geshke, he also doesn't sleep, yeah? That's his portion. Just this, he went to his office. No one saw that he slept. He was awake the whole time. Just the bathroom, then they didn't have a system like us. And Mele was no Yechatimtze to go in the house to the bathroom, so he had to go to the Yoyer. Yeah, it was no Yechatimtze. Here, in the middle of the night, he woke up that he didn't look like a king. Evi Agdori, how? But Rashi says, was like, Vayokum imitosoi. Everyone was going around, Paro, you're also a human being. Du bist eichendish kein Getschke. This is what everyone was yelling, Paro, du bist eichendish. Vayokum imitosoi. He was not, didn't have big the Malchus. He Kilo said the whole time he wore his clothes and he never took them off. It was a Gantz Getchke. He was a normal human being with little clothes, with sleeping clothes, Gantz. He had to take off. He didn't want those clothes to get crazy because he was a Getchke. Everyone in that Agdore, but was a Bizoyan and the Gantz Malchus of Paroi. One Hezbe. But it was another Hezbe. Chazal tell us a greater Rishus of Paroi. Chazal said, Makas Pchoyres, the Pchoyres were fighting with Paroi to try to get out. They said, we don't want to die. We know Moshe says it happens. The whole war. Mak Mitzrayim Bivchoreyem, Farshim say. I remember 11 years ago when the world became 2000, called it Bag 2000. So they said, when 2000 happens, the world will be Chorev. Everything will fly all over. So it started in one country. I think it started in China. But so the people in that place, everyone was awake. No one went to sleep because they said when 12:00, the numbers change, the computers will not know what to do. And everyone, it was even Shabbos in places you're allowed to stay up. People were nervous. Moshe Rabbeinu also chatzos exactly in the middle of the night. Moshe says all the b'chorim are dying, and Moshe was out. Paro is also a b'chorim. Okay, Paro doesn't want to let the people out. What you would do if you would be Paro? Have inside your room all the army, the heads of the army, will take a decision, if it happens, what to do. Sit yourself and wait there to see. Will happen, will not happen. Paroi went to sleep in that night, kilu nothing happened. Chazal say, Vayokom Paroi mimitosi, he was sleeping, he was asleep. Said, tonight is going to happen. Paroi was such a rosho that he went to sleep. It was Mis'alem and Gansen. It was Mis'alem and Gansen. This is what the Pasuk is coming to say. So again, what is exactly the getter of the Rishus? And not only he couldn't help himself, it was such a mufka. So again, Klal Yisrael saw, Vayokim mitosoi, Paro in pajamas. Paro also went to sleep tonight. Ta'ayinu, the bizoyin for Paro was not only a Giyat HaYetzer Hore. Gomish. It's not a Giyat to him. He went to sleep. Keloy Hoyo. Someone asked me today, I went to get two shalas maybe. Someone asked me, I was in that bris. Somebody's a magichir somewhere in a modern yeshiva, a modern person in a modern yeshiva. He says he knows, he's not asking, but he knows his Talmidim over Shabbos will ask him, and he never got a good answer. Klal Yisrael start on our parsha. And Hashem says, go, Yishalom in Mitzrayim, Kli Chesed, Kli Zov. Hashem gives a chain, and they take the Kli Chesed and the Kli Zov. Lefi Pshutay Shal Mikro, again, Gemara says, different Pshutim, but Lefi Pshutay Shal Mikro, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that Alexander Magdon, the Mitzrim, came to ask back for the Kelim. What is the Pshat that the Umar Israelis are starting? We're borrowing it. And they never gave back. They're not planted. They're not intending to give it back. He says he knows it's not a question to ask. But what he will answer his bachim when they ask him. How the Umma Israeli starts from Vayishalu Kli Chesed Echleizol. So there's a lot of Hezbeirim. A lot of Hezbeirim. I saw one Hezbeir is brought down that in Sifrei Aminim we know our emunah is Gibayt and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mantisko it says somewhere else Mitzrayim, Aminu Bashem Moshe Avdoi, this is our emunah. I saw it brought down in the Sifrei Aminim Akadmoinim, Tornish Kukendor, it's brought down that one of the big minim tainet that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not that Mitzrayim believed in the end of the in Klal and the Ribono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael was so buzzy be'enayim, they were so nimas be'enayim, after this whole Korban Pesach with David Zore, they were just nimas by them. They were so zil by them, so they just kicked them out. There was a whole apikosis like a sefer written on it. You know, Baruch Hashem, we in the door that the apikosis, all these yitzchad David Zore, they were mevatel from us, these yitzorim. So we don't know what it means, but the Gemara says, Abaya said, if you'll be in my days, you'll pick up the glime. And what Menashe said, if you'll be in my days, you would run. So the Chachmi Yisrael answered him. No one argued on the facts. But the Shaila was, if Mitzrayim in the end really believed or not. So the Chachmi Yisrael answered that mean, if this is the truth, so they will not borrow them all the kelim. If they send them the bizoyen, they will zil, they will not borrow them. You borrow someone you like, someone you have cheshik to give, you mashal kelim. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael v'choshuv b'enayim. Klal Yisrael will not nivze b'enayim. Klal Yisrael will not nivze b'enayim. And it adds a lot, because be'etzem, the Mefoshim explained, be'etzem was bizas hayom. Hashem didn't need it, v'yishalu. The Mitzrim bring all the gold with them to Bizas Hayom, and Klal Yisrael took all the money in Bizas Hayom. But Vayishalu was to show and devise, to show and devise that Klal Yisrael arotzui. It's more Hezberim. It's like, no, one Hezber, one Hezber. Moshe Sternbuch brings down that when he was a kid in the newspapers, in Parshas Boy, was a Yid from America that put a question. And he promised a lot of money if someone will answer it. He says, no, every time in Parshas Boy. It says, Korban Pesach, so the Parsha from Korban Pesach. says in Perek Yud Beis, "Yem Hashem el Moshe ve'Aaron zois chukas haPesach kol benecho leyoichal boi." Cholev edish toish of sochir. Then pasuk says b'mches v'chiyogur ischoger ve'osa Pesach laHashem himo loykol zochor v'oz yikrav laasos. And the question was, it says that milas bono v'avod v'zma'akev es milecho les haPesach. Milas bono v'avod v'zma'akev es milecho les haPesach. As I said. So why the Pesach has to repeat again, v'chiyogu rizchoger v'oso Pesach la'Hashem himo loykol zochor? What is the tzad that a ger doesn't have to mal his kids? Every person, if he has kids that are not gimal, you can't do the Pesach. Himo lechokol zocho ve'achar tasu is a Pesach. Why the pasuk says v'chiyogur ischoger ve'osa Pesach la'Hashem himo lechokol zocho? What was the tzad that the ger could do a Pesach without mal his kids? Every person says you have to do bris milah and then you can eat the Pesach. Why the pasuk says v'chiyogur ischoger, and if you have a ger, then v'osa Pesach la'Hashem himo lechokol zocho? Why it's a bezunder aloch and a ger? Every time, every person can do a korban Pesach without a bris milah. What is the ribui? V'chiyogur ischoger v'osa Pesach la'Hashem himo lechokol zocho? Why dafka here? Why dafka in this pasuk? Mashpikilu was a bezundere aloche. Every person has to mal his kids. If not, you can't do a Pesach. Every person milas ma'akev. Aber by a ger was a tzad that it's not ma'akev, and you have to have a special pasuk. V'chiyogur ischo ger was a Pesach la'Hashem. Then him aloi kol zocho. Why? And then was a big price of money to the people that know answer. What is the answer? Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Ches.